when we walk with the Lord. In the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey. But to trust and obey.
That's number 390 in your hymn book. 390. When
we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh nor a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy Jesus, but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He doth richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the joy He bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Now after we, or as we sing this last verse, I'll ask the boys to go. If you'd like to stay, you can stay. No, I mean, I think you need to go back. It's already 9:30. And so we're just really happy that you've come to be with us. And we're going to continue to pray for you. And I know that you pray for us. All right, so Brother George, you know how you'd like to do this. But maybe we all could stand. That'll help. Hallelujah.
Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Trust and obey.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless these boys. Oh, God, go with them, my God. May your presence overshadow them, Lord Jesus. Continue to speak and work in their hearts. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated. I'd just like us to pray for... Now I can look this way. Wow, that's wonderful. I'd like us to pray for Jason's dad. Everyone knows Jason, right? He's here in the... Yes. And his dad brought him up to work and stayed with us a few days. And his name is John. John has been at camp before. He was a camper And I just pray that as he travels home, that God will speak to him, continue to speak and work in his heart. You know, as you said, Brother Gus, not only our campers, but I believe every one of you is here because God brought you here. And for this time, you know, I was talking to Sister Mary, and she said, well, we usually come during the third period when Brother Ernie's here. But now it's so nice. I got to be Brother Kenny, and I got to meet you. And that's all in God's appointment. Did you know that? That we're here because God ordains us to be here. And there'll never be another time like this, just like this. But it's a time of God's working and where we can have faith for one another and believe to see His victory in each of our lives. And so I just pray for John as he travels home. God, I just pray that you continue to speak to him, that you work in his heart. Just the thing that you desire, Lord. Lord, I thank you for his life and how you've kept him. And Lord, I pray that you would just fulfill your purpose for John. A man of God, surely, Lord, you are able to do exceeding abundantly above what we could ask or think. Your desire over him is for good. And so to keep him as he travels, give him journeying mercies, and may he sense your presence. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. There were two things in that chapter we read about Asa. And I skipped over the verses and I didn't do it intentionally, but maybe it was better I stopped when I did. But for us, there were two things there. After God came and spoke to him through the prophet and said, if you're with him, with me, I'll be with you. If you seek me, you'll find me. If you forsake me, I'll forsake you. After he said that, Asa did two things before he signed the covenant. First thing that he did was he took down the idols. There was still idolatry in the city of Jerusalem and in the countryside, and he went and he took down the idols. And I had to think, oh Lord, what are the idols that we still have in our hearts? Are there idols that we have set up in our hearts? Things that we put ahead of God. If we truly are seeking after God, those idols have to come down. I remember a time when we had boys' retreats here at camp, and I think one of the first retreats I ever came to as a boy, there's a song. This is the only thing I remember about that retreat, the song that we sang. We met in that room over there, and Brother Gordon Gardner was leading the retreat, and he called out a song from our hymn book. And there was just one phrase there, and it says this: cast down every idol throne, reign supreme and reign alone. Holy Ghost, with light divine, shine into this heart of mine. Cast down every idol throne, reign supreme and reign alone. Again, this is something that the Holy Spirit needs to speak to us, to individual hearts, to my heart, to your heart. Are there idols? Things that we worship? God wants to bring them down. And then after he took down the idols, Asa did another thing. It says he went to the house of the Lord and he repaired the altar. He repaired the altar. And maybe some of us, God has brought you here to camp so that you can repair the altar. So that when you go back home, there'll be a place in your heart of worship, of devotion for the Lord Jesus. Again, there's that thought of maybe calling us out, but also bringing us in, right? So we take down the idols, but we don't leave it there. We don't just take down the idols. We repair the altar, the true worship, the worship of God. He's our King. He reigns. And so we worship Him. So I'd just like to encourage us. The Lord calls to each one of us to seek Him. To seek Him with the whole heart. We've been talking a little bit about Uncle Hans and the blessing he has been to us through his life, his legacy, his ministry. But I remember hearing one of his stories. He said as a young man, why, the greatest blessing, one of the greatest blessings that God gave him was to make him hungry and thirsty for Jesus, to cause him to seek to know God. The greatest blessing is when God puts a hunger in our hearts. And we want Him, and we run after Him, and He draws us. And so maybe a prayer that we could pray is, Lord, make us hungry and thirsty for You. Make us hungry and thirsty for more of You. Jesus, we have tasted and seen that the Lord is good, but Lord, You have more for us. Oh, Jesus, come to us. Come to us. Cast down every idle throne. Lord, reign supreme and reign alone. Lord, we want to repair the altar, Lord. You know our hearts, Lord. You know where maybe we've been worshiping at another altar, Lord. God, forgive us. And restore that true worship upon the altar of our hearts. Oh, we want to love you. Kindle that flame. Oh, Holy Ghost, come. Kindle that flame of love and zeal for Jesus. Let's take our hymn books and we'll sing 113. Pay attention to the words as you sing.
Holy Ghost with light divine, shine upon this heart of mine. Chase the shades of night away. Turn my darkness into day. Holy Ghost with power, cleanse this guilty heart of mine. Long has sin without control held dominion o'er my soul. Holy Ghost with joy divine, cheer this saddened heart of mine. Bid my many woes depart, heal my wounded bleeding heart. Holy Spirit, all divine, dwell within this heart of mine.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, though, I know that maybe some of you are a little bit tired and you'd like to go back to your room. Maybe some of you would like to stay. God is speaking to you, and just make sure that you finalize it with Him. Lord, I want you to reign supreme in my heart. And so the Lord bless you. The Lord goes with you whether you go or stay. Let's go to prayer. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.